Today's Stu Peters Show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. CortezWM.com is where you can find them worldwide online 24 hours a day. Cortez Wealth Management is an independent fiduciary out of the Sunshine State of Florida. However, you can do business with them no matter where you are in the United States. And joining us right now with a special announcement is the CEO, founder, and independent fiduciary himself, Carlos Cortez Jr. By the way, a God-fearing patriot who loves his country, loves our republic, fights for our freedoms and individual liberties every day. He's a family man. He's a husband. He's a father. And if you do business with Carlos Cortez, this guy right here, you're not doing business with one of these big franchises that's manipulated by the Wall Street gangsters, we refer to as banksters, who are in turn manipulated by the policies of the Biden regime, who is controlled by the Communist Chinese Party. So in other words, if you are doing business with anybody other than Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management, you're doing business with a pro-Biden advisor and you got to get out of there. Carlos, you have a big announcement today. What can we do for you? What's up? Drop the bomb.
Stu, I appreciate it, man. Love the energy. I'm really, really just overwhelmed with a lot of the calls that we're getting, and I appreciate you and the supporters. And a lot of calls are coming in and saying, thank you for having this show and having you around since we're the main sponsor. But I just want to say thank you, Stu, first and foremost. But
of course,
in addition, because of the development of the America First Retirement Plan, I can't speak to everybody. Obviously, I'm only one person. But what I decided to do is partner up with some of my strategic partners that are America First Patriots as well, and create a class online on how we're going to implement the America First Retirement Plan. And with all this printing of money that you know, Stu, we have to be extremely proactive about tax mitigation. I mean, because once you pull money out of your IRA, and everybody that I've talked to has an IRA and 401k, once you start pulling money out of that, you're going to be paying ordinary income tax at unknown rates. You don't own your IRA. You are a participant. I don't know if people knew that, but you are a participant. When you log into your 401k services, you are participating in a 401k government written contract. You don't own that money. And as a matter of fact, the government gets to determine how and when, and if you don't, basically how you're going to pull your money out. And if you don't, they're going to beat you with a 50% penalty, 50. So what we're proactively doing, Stu, is we're helping our patriotic listeners basically get prepared for rising, not just rising interest rates, rising inflation, but rising taxes on their life savings. And my biggest fear, and the reason why I got into this business 15 years ago as a kid, is to help people. I really care about people financially. I don't want them to be that Walmart greeter when they've saved their whole life and they've done everything they need to do. But with that being said, later on this week, I don't know if today or tomorrow, I got to get the link, but we're going to get the link. We're going to announce it on the show of where they can sign up. It is no cost, no obligation. Anyone that has internet connection can listen to our classes online. It'll be a two-part series so they can get the information and get out. And I'm really excited to be promoting that to help our listeners too.
Wonderful. And it's going to be free. There's no obligation to do business with Cortez Wealth Management, although you'd be a dummy not to give them an opportunity to earn your business, whether you're dealing with stocks, bonds, 401ks, self-employment, pension plans, cryptocurrencies, real estate, any kind of investing. You want to have an independent fiduciary working for you, because an independent fiduciary can only do well if you do well. You're not just a number that's controlled by the CCP. You are a real person, a real American, a real patriot, and Carlos Cortez is as well. He wants to help you. So we'll look forward to getting more of that information to you as we get closer to that webinar, seminar, online class that is free for you no matter where you are. Coming up on today's program, extremely shocking revelations, extremely shocking. A healthcare worker is blowing the whistle now, coming forward, saying that your kids could be getting the COVID vaccine, the so-called vaccine, without you knowing it. Unbelievable. That's coming right now. The Stu Peters Show is on. Go nowhere. My name is Stu Peters. Welcome aboard. Hope everybody had a fantastic Mother's Day weekend. Mothers are really something. We owe them a ton of gratitude, all of our thanks. They are responsible for our upbringings. They are heroic people in my eyes. My wife, a tremendous mother. The love that a mother has for one of their children it's incomprehensible. You can't even us guys, we love our kids like crazy, but to carry and birth a child and then have that bond with that child for a lifetime. My mother told me I will always be her baby. She's so proud to be my mom. And, you know, I mean, these are the feelings that mothers have. And so a tremendous amount of gratitude and thanks from me personally to all of the moms out there doing what they can. And that includes single dads. For those of you that are filling both roles as mom and dad, hey, happy Mother's Day to you, Dad, as well. And it would seem for a lot of reasons that we're not living in the United States of America anymore. This list of itemized examples that I would have to support that statement is too long for a one-hour broadcast. And most of you that join us here every day are Red Pill Patriots. You're part of the Great Awakening. You recognize what's happening here. And that's an obvious and blatant attempt to topple our entire political system, to insert an authoritarian rule where everyone is subservient to one government, where decisions about your daily life, about your income, about the way that you spend your money, and even now about medicine are made on your behalf by the government, who will determine how successful you may or may not become. Whether or not you're able to speak freely, whether or not you're able to keep your guns, if you shall remain physically free or possibly be incarcerated, deprogrammed, reprogrammed, re-educated at Camp COVID, or even the ability to procreate. Whether or not you're afforded the right to have children will more than likely be decided by this government. And if you're granted that privilege, the way you raise them, what you teach them, how you care for them, that'll all be decided by these globalists as well. Now, over Mother's Day weekend, I received a message in Telegram from a healthcare worker that absolutely blew my mind. I took to Twitter this morning about it. I took to Telegram and all of my other social media networks talking about this messaging and this phone conversation. And this woman, who's a healthcare worker, says that she worked at a clinic in Northern Michigan and witnessed providers, doctors, giving COVID injections to patients after they had been pulled due to adverse side effects. If you remember, there was a hold on the Johnson & Johnson cocktail, and providers were prohibited from administering that brand of the so-called vaccine. But that didn't stop this doctor from giving it to patients anyways. And in a phone conversation that I then in turn had with this healthcare worker turned whistleblowers, she said, quote, "When J&J was pulled, our clinic was still giving it to people." She went on to say that this doctor claimed he could still administer these shots due to this emergency use protocol. Now, I don't know if that's legal because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. But it would seem that if any medicine were halted or pulled or stopped or prohibited from use due to adverse reactions, allergic reactions, an abnormal amount of deaths or side effects, it would be outside of a doctor's individual discretion as to whether or not it could be administered or given to a patient. Now, this healthcare worker, who originally told me that she would, quote, be damned if she was going to remain silent about this occurrence, said that she took videos and photos of these vaccines along with the dates on them, and she agreed to send them to me. Now, the phone conversation that I had with her, it would be illegal for me to record and release that conversation that we had together, but a transcription is perfectly legal, and I can quote her here verbatim what she told me and leave it to you as the court of public opinion to decide whether or not you believe there to be credibility to what it is that she's alleging. Now, I have to admit that statement about expired vaccines being given to patients, that statement in and of itself was shocking to me. But what she told me after that literally got me out of bed. It struck fear into my soul. She said, quote, "We had a couple kids that were due for vaccines." Now, she was scheduled for work that day. She painted this picture for me on the phone. She said, quote, "I was really floored when the one day I got to work and we get standing orders for the day. So what it is a description of what patients are coming in, what the general appointment is for, and then when they check in, it opens up a chart where it describes more. This little boy," and I'm going to omit his name from this broadcast, "who I know who he is, went to school with my son in Head Start, which is like a preschool. He came in, and me and the nurse, whose name I'm also not going to mention here due to potential legal implications, and a third nurse went to get his vaccines, because you have to pre and post check what vaccine, which is like three people checking what's going on. She said, quote, and this is going to make me cry, but when I seen the AstraZeneca pulled out of the fridge, I was like, why is this out? She said the explanation that she received from the nurse was that the doctor wanted to microdose him. She said she asked, quote, what do you mean microdose? And the response was horrific. She said the nurse told her, quote, well, we've been doing this for a couple of weeks now with the kids coming in for their vaccines to get them the antibodies. She said this nurse was all for it. The whistleblower said she looked at another nurse and said, quote, okay, is this normal procedure? Like, I'm not comfortable doing this. The nurse told her, quote, well, you need to go and talk to the doctor then. So now, because my source was refusing to sign off on this thing, she said that when she went to talk to the doctor, he said, quote, you know, it's the parent's duty to know what type of medical care their child is receiving. They need to find sourceful information before they come in. I'm here to practice medicine and administer. That's what she told me on the phone. Now, her Telegram message to me was basically the same, but she went into a little bit more detail when she wrote, quote, his exact words were, it's the parent's duty to ask questions and find sourceful information before they come in. It's my duty to administer and practice medicine, and it's your duty to follow the orders that I give. I threw up and left. She went on to say that another nurse was willing to write an affidavit and come forward, and also brought it to my attention that this doctor may be difficult to expose, as she wrote, quote, this doctor is the chief medical director as well, so this is going to be tough. But I can't see this happen to children. I just can't. I also told him that it's medical negligence, and that he's so indoctrinated by his schooling where he completed that he does not think twice about the health department encouraging parents to start trials. And this doctor is on the board there too. Very scary stuff. She told me that her response to that statement was, quote, a lot of parents don't ask questions because they don't know to ask, or they're too scared to ask. Isn't that a problem with you? She said the doctor looked at her and said, quote, no. Maybe they shouldn't be parents then. She stressed to me that those were his exact words. Now, if that isn't scary enough, here's where this gets even more concerning. She told me in our phone conversation, quote, so this little boy got jabbed with the AstraZeneca. And the worst part about it is, and then she said, ugh, this is so bad. The mom, I follow her on Facebook, and I don't know what the legalities are here on this, but she had posted, so this happened on Monday, and on Wednesday, she posted, quote, man, and I'm going to omit the son's name, my son, is really coughing really hard and has a really bad fever. And I so badly wanted to be like, well, that's because your son got the jab and you just don't know it. But I don't know what the legalities are here. And I went through the MICR, so that's the Michigan Registry for Vaccines for Kids, and I went on the MICR, and this is like, oh my God, Stu. She went on to say there's been approximately 30 kids in Rogers City, Michigan, which is a little town, where this doctor has been microdosing these kids. So now here's where we're at with this. The healthcare worker who agreed to come forward with this is scared. She doesn't know for sure what the retaliation may be in response to her going public with this. And she has not sent me the videos that she took. I hope she does, because her bravery could save lives if this is really going on. She sent me a message saying, quote, I had to resign from my job and I'm trying to obtain a lawyer. The picture I'm about to send you is of a patient's MICR, which in Michigan is their vaccine registration in the Michigan Registrar. I legit watched a nurse mix the AstraZeneca with the MMR vaccine. As of this morning, I received a message with her telling me, quote, things are not going good. I got a call from local sheriff. There is a warrant out for me not returning the badge for her former employer. So I'm sure that they have a badge that they have to use to wand into the clinic or whatever it is. She has not returned that in a timely fashion, or at least in a fashion that is acceptable to that employer. And now apparently a warrant has been issued for her arrest. As of the time of this broadcast, we don't know if she's been arrested. And we're working on getting the videos and additional documentation that she has to prove the legitimacy of all of these claims. Now, the mainstream media will not bring it to the attention of the public, so we feel that it's our duty to do so. Because I don't have the documentation, I don't feel comfortable at this point right now releasing the name of the doctor or even the name of the clinic. I will do so the second I have that information, but this is more of a message of immediate caution to parents. This may be going on, and if your child has recently received medical care or injections of any kind, or other vaccines, and your child is now experiencing adverse side effects, it may be something that you want to check into. Also, because I don't have the physical evidence that she promised to send to me, I cannot say with 100% certainty that this is going on, but I don't know what motive this healthcare worker may have to lie and then resign from her job and all these other things. I tend to believe what she's saying based on our phone conversation, combined with what she told me in our private Telegram messaging, along with the photos that she provided to me. I guess at this point, I'll just have to use the phrase previously coined by a popular cable news outlet, "We report, you decide." Meanwhile, all of these outlets are refusing to bring you thousands of testimonials. I've seen hundreds of them. I'm sure that you've seen them leaking out on various social networks, like this pharmacy worker who posted a video that I found on TikTok, which may be concerning to anyone that's considering the so-called vaccine.
Sealed, perfectly sealed, brand new box of the J&J vaccine. See here, I'm going to break this open, and perfectly on top is this perfectly normal package insert. A lot of safety and efficacy data. In fact, all of the normal information that we would find in a package insert, like the ingredients, that would all be found right here in the package insert. Must be magic.
In addition to the lack of reporting on whistleblowers with credibility like her, the media still won't show you that there are many Americans who haven't had this trillion-dollar question answered to their satisfaction. Why not bring attention to this? Why the push for this vaccine? I mean, when the probability of death or succumbing to this thing is equivalent to that of a common viral infection that we as Americans get all the time, why don't if we don't vaccinate for those things, why for this? Why are we being placed on restricted travel lists, prohibited from making entry to certain businesses, or kept from the use of public transportation if we don't subject ourselves to this particular jab? Well, it seems we may soon find out what's really in this highly questioned, unknown experimental drug very soon.
So is this the vial here?
Mm-hmm.
This is my vaccine?
All right.
I just wanted to document this, guys. This is the vaccine here. Here, we'll trade. Here, you can take this. So this is the vaccine, guys, and this is what they're poisoning everybody with. Hey, guys, do not take this vaccine, okay? This is going to kill you, I promise. This is poisonous, and I'm an investigator with the National Action Task Force. This is my vaccine, right? So I'm taking this. We're gonna test this out. No, this is my vaccine. Don't take it, I promise you guys. You won't live long enough to regret it. All right, we're just going to... Yeah, go ahead. This is my vaccine. I'm taking it.
But there's multiple Sorry, guys. Vials in there?
Please don't take it, okay? So, take it easy. So anyways, guys, this vaccine is going to kill people. Just had to warn them. So they're going to call the cops on me, but there's a little bit left in here, and I thought they had to keep it on the freezer or whatever. But That's how you take your vaccine, guys.
That video was recorded and posted by a man called Thomas Humphrey. The Stu Peters Show has reached out to Mr. Humphrey and will be looking forward to any results that he's able to obtain. All very interesting stuff. Joining us now is Dr. Jane Ruby. She's an international health economist and a medical expert with over 20 years of pharmaceutical research experience. That makes her an expert. She's had some recent revelations that she's going to discuss with us here today. But first, Dr. Ruby, you've seen this video of Thomas Humphrey taking his vaccine, saying he's going to go get it tested at a lab, find out what's really in it. I hope to God that he's successful, by the way, in finding something to bring to light. I don't know the ins and outs of what a lab can test, how long after it's been removed from the proper storage temperatures, how Humphrey can prove, you know, chain of custody for the vials, all those things. But I'll be looking forward to his release of information, and then we'll then be able to judge the credibility of those tests on our own. But here's what I wanted to ask you. If that healthcare worker, if that whistleblower who's claiming that kids in Michigan at this particular clinic are being injected by this provider, by this doctor, with this COVID cocktail, this unknown experimental injection, without the knowledge of their parents, without parental consent, we're certainly living in new times where the threat that our kids face on a daily basis is not any longer just limited to pedophiles and sick perverts with windowless vans while they're out playing in our neighborhoods. But now we have to look out for their doctors. To this, you say what?
Stu, I almost don't know what to say. I am a licensed medical professional. This story, and if all of it, you know, we have to be conservative. If it all pans out to be true, and a lot of it is incredibly implicating, I'm beside myself thinking that any licensed medical provider, especially a physician, we all take an oath to protect our patients, to do no harm, to do the best we can by them, to ease them through their illnesses, and certainly not to add to it. This story makes my blood boil as a medical professional. I can't even begin to tell you. First of all, if someone gave this injection to my child or grandchild without my knowledge and informed consent, I think I'd probably be spending the rest of my life in prison, and it would be worth every day in prison to do so. Let me explain a couple of things. First of all, if this doctor is indeed microdosing, which is never heard of that term before for a vaccine or any kind of, we don't call this really a vaccine, but this experimental injection, he is violating the Geneva Convention. He's violating almost every code in the Nuremberg Code, set of 10 codes. He's probably violating a lot of laws. I just hope these parents and all the parents in Michigan are as angry as I am. Let me explain a little bit about what your informant was telling you about this MICR. It stands for the Michigan Care Improvement Registry. And everybody in Michigan should be outraged just at the very basis of this system. It began in 1998 as an immunological database for children, innocently enough, so that children didn't get doubly vaccinated, so that there was a central repository for the information. But the problem is, it's a vaccine passport, first of all, in the making. The problem is that in 2006, Michigan public health code was changed to broaden it from childhood immunities through lifelong immunity, sort of like a lifespan registry. And so it's in that code or in that registry, which is called the MICR, like an acronym. It is required by that code or mandated by law that all vaccinations must be recorded in it. They must be recorded for every child, and they must be recorded within 72 hours of inoculating that child or adult, because now it's expanded for everyone. I'm issuing a warning to everyone in Michigan to go on the MICR website. Again, it's the Michigan Care Improvement Registry, MCIR, easy to find online. And if you're a parent, you click on a link to request a copy of your child's record. And by law, those doctors, especially this one, that this whistleblower is talking about, by law, he had to record, he has to be recording these micro dosing of the AstraZeneca experimental injections and any other injections that he's giving to these children. And if those parents find that, and those they did not consent to that, either verbally or signing off on an informed consent, they need to start complaining to the authorities, calling attorneys, calling the Michigan State Attorney General, because this is absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, I mean, in a text conversation that you and I had, just for full disclosure, for everybody viewing or listening, whether it's iHeartRadio, Rumble, or any one of the other places where you get your podcasts, watch the stream, and tune into the Stu Peters Show, for full disclosure, because I will always be truthful with everybody that I talk to, this platform is limited to the truth, to the gospel. We will only discuss truth here. And if I am wrong when I'm breaking things that I'm digging into, I will always correct the record, unlike CNN, MSNBC, and some of these other major broadcast networks. I will correct myself if I'm wrong. And that's why I'm being very careful here and treading around this a little bit by not naming this doctor or naming this clinic. But in the text conversation that you and I had, you were able to hear what this woman told me. And in this text conversation, you said to me, "This," you quoted, "this is like Nazi-like medicine that's happening here in the United States."
Yes. I mean, there's no difference. If this doctor is giving anything of these experimental injections to babies and children of any age without their parents' forget informed consent, without their knowledge, he is absolutely no different than Dr. Mengele, who was experimenting on people, injecting them with all kinds of things in the Nazi camps. And he's also no different than the doctors who were inoculating Black men, the Tuskegee Institute scandal, with syphilis to see what would happen. I mean, there's just no difference between that. And I really truly thought, as someone who went through my medical training and took my oath and practiced for years in hospitals and ICUs and things like that, that we would never see anything like that again. And yet, if what this woman is reporting as a nurse or a medical assistant, whatever her position is, that she has witnessed, if this is all true, and there may be more doctors like him, but this doctor apparently is inoculating the children in his town or vicinity without their parents' knowledge, much less their informed consent, and then has the audacity to say that they should know to ask. No, it's incumbent on you as a medical professional who's trained, who's licensed, who had to take boards to protect your patients and their children. It's up to you to not give them things, or at least make them aware of what you're giving. I'm just outraged, Stu.
And not only that, but saying, well, maybe they shouldn't be parents then. I mean, you know, listen, when I take my son or my daughter to the doctor, I'm trusting my pediatrician, the pediatrician that is responsible for the care of my children, that what he is doing is in the best interest of the health for my kids. Not something that is experimental, not something that could be detrimental. We have seen, according to VAERS data, which I have a revelation, by the way, about the VAERS stuff. I broke on this program specific VAERS ID numbers of kids as little as 5 months old, teenagers, 15, 16, and 17 years old, that died within a short time period after being subjected to these injections. Those, interestingly enough, are gone, and I'm going to get more into that, specifically why that might be. The entire search platform for the VAERS database after my report here on the Stu Peters Show was inaccessible, completely shut down. It's obvious that we can no longer just say that these are all coincidences. And what you kind of briefly alluded to, Dr. Ruby, is that there may be other doctors like this. Well, I would say that if there's one sicko in Michigan that is doing this, you know, for the love of humanity, right, to protect our kids, I have to make sure that they have these antibodies. If the parents don't know any better, then they shouldn't be parents. Then there are other God-acting doctors out here in this country, probably more than we would like to know, that are actually participating in this kind of activity. So this isn't just a Michigan-specific centric concern here. This concern is nationwide and more than likely global. I can't verify the validity of these things, but I have seen some horrific videos coming out of India where people are being killed This is very concerning. These are very concerning times that we are in right now. And there are a lot of people now that are starting to fight back, to push back against these so-called mandates, these restrictions, these masking guidelines, these do not enter stuff. And you had some revelations about that as well.
Well, yes. And what I'm witnessing either across social media, which is more of a national, you know, finger on the pulse, as well as my own area in the southern half of Florida, is that, you know, as I've said before, Florida was never 100% free because businesses were imposing, you know, they were extending themselves, doing the dirty work of the local, you know, county commissions and things like that with regard to tyrannical and draconian, you know, measures.
It happened to me just yesterday. Sir, you need to put that mask all the way up. I said, well, I can't. I have CS. I can't put this mask all the way up. She says, what is CS? I told her, well, it's common sense. I'm not putting my mask all the way up. So she asked me to leave, and I gladly did so. And I went and spent my, I think it was $1,383 on landscaping materials. I had a piece of paper in my hand. Well, the paper was from the building materials desk, right? So she didn't know what I was buying there, but they just lost $1,300. Will it bankrupt them? Probably not, but it's the principle. I'm not going to shop somewhere where you are going to force some sort of muzzle, some scientifically unproven, dirty, worm-infested, microorganism-type mask that was manufactured in some third world country. We've seen the videos. We've exposed them here on the Stu Peters Show. These masks are being made overseas and they're thrown on the ground in this dirty manufacturing plant, or this room rather, with individuals that aren't wearing their gloves. Most people don't wear these masks properly anyways. Well, they say medical professionals wear these things all day long. Yes, but they properly handle them. Somebody else who is sterile or is wearing gloves affixes them onto the surgeon or doctor. When a nurse is done using them, they properly dispose of them. They don't reuse them. You see people going in to get a cup of coffee or going in to shop at their corner store. They take their mask off, and then like me, they hang it around their shifter on their vehicle to reuse it again next time as their virtue signaling. This thing has been contaminated. I just brought it into one environment where it could have been exposed to God knows what, and then bring it back in and then reapply it to my face and then go introduce that to God knows who in the next place that I go to. It's stupid. It's asinine. Sure. It's completely ridiculous.
Of course. And I think people are figuring it out. And what I wanted to report to you was from my own observations and anecdotes is that what I'm seeing is I'm seeing the majority of people that live in this area that are native to this area are going to restaurants and stores. And even though the signs are still up, people are just living life without a mask and everything's fine in large groups and small and in restaurants. But what I'm noticing is these businesses are no longer becoming the Gestapo. They're no longer enforcing it. And when I've talked to a few people, especially in an area like Delray Beach, for example, Florida, which is high tourist area, I chatted with a few people up and down Atlantic Avenue, and I asked them casually why they were wearing masks. And it turns out that the majority of them were tourists. They didn't know how to take them off. They were coming from northern areas. And so I thought that was an interesting observation. But if you look at sort of the local social media, you'll see people like in Palm Beach, Worth Avenue, the high end northern end around Mar-a-Lago and places like that, where all the high end, you know, stores and restaurants are, and a very wealthy segment of society at their charity events. And they're posing for pictures, Stu, in groups very proudly with their masks on. It looks absolutely absurd. I've shared some photos with your production team. And so that's sort of what's happening. But I think the whole
Took a look at that right here. I mean, do you think that this is virtue signaling? Do you think that these people here that we're looking at in this picture, do you think that they're signaling their virtue here? Like, look at us. Or do you think that these people are just so overwhelmingly indoctrinated by these tyrannical mandates that they just don't know any better? At this point, they're just sheeple, as the term has been coined, walking around in this euphoric, dystopian kind of sense of a complete lack of cognitive dissonance, I guess you would say. They're just unable to think for themselves at this point. Is that what this is? Or do you think that this is just simply look at us, we're in our masks, we're being safe, let's put this on social media, let's let everybody see this, blah, blah, blah.
Well, in all fairness, I think it's a combination of both. I think it depends on where the person is. And like I said, if they're a tourist, they're coming from a really draconian state like New York or New Jersey.
Or right here in Minnesota. Yeah.
They don't know how to stop taking, they don't know how to And I'm assuming that after a few days here with what's happening, because I do see a huge transition. I see this requirement, if you will, the enforcement of it, dying on the vine. So anyway, I just thought that would be interesting for your audience to see. And I want you all to, you know, to be brave and just be done with it. And you'd be surprised. You walk into a store, someone else sees you without it, and they take theirs off too.
Yeah.
And more employees are, they've had it.
Yeah.
And they're stopping wearing it themselves, much less enforcing it.
Well, I hope you're right, because this thing needs to go away. Dr. Ruby, I have often said, especially in recent times, if every single person just stops getting tested, if every single person just stops wearing masks, if every single person hashtag just wait on this vaccine, I believe that COVID will just go away. It will go away because they will no longer have these globalists, these tyrannical, power-hungry politicians, these so-called elected representatives, which we can question the election process, obviously, due to the PTSD that we're all dealing with from November of 2020. But these people will no longer have the edge on us because we're just, no. In mass numbers, we're just saying, no, we're no longer getting tested because we're not sick. We're no longer covering our faces. We're no longer limiting our gathering sizes with our families because we're not sick. We're no longer quarantining. We're no longer restricting our travel habits, our vacation plans. We're not going to abandon those things because we're not sick. We're not doing this anymore. Am I right? I mean, sick people are quarantined. Healthy people should be able to move around. It's pretty plain and simple.
Absolutely right. And I think that reason is come to bear. But I wanted to share some updates on the VAERS numbers with you, which unfortunately signal that a large portion of the American population has succumbed to the Kool-Aid. I'd love to give you some numbers if you could.
Yeah, I've got them here. Go ahead.
Okay, great. This is only as of April 30th, and we're well into the first week, almost the second week in May. So I'm almost afraid to look at the numbers when they come out. But let me just refresh everyone's memory. According to the VAERS website, that's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is part of the CDC, and which I have said over and over again, according to the Harvard Pilgrim study, is only representing about 1%. I have been challenged, and I don't mind being challenged, by the way, by some of the audience on that. And I do have the source for that. It's actually circulating quite a bit prolifically on social media. But according to all of that, up to 240 million Americans have been injected, which is very disturbing to me, Stu. This is only as of April 30th. But here are the current numbers. The last time I spoke with you, the overall adverse event, in other words, side effects in general, was around 118,000. We are now up to 160,000. Again, it's only probably about 1% of adverse events.
That could be 1.6 million adverse events is what you're saying then, if only 1% is being reported.
According to the Harvard study, theoretically, if you do their math, yes. The second number that jumped was the number of hospitalizations where people had such a serious reaction. They called an ambulance or they were taken to a hospital, and that jumped to over 30,000. I want you to know, Stu, that the worst number of all to me that makes me sick to my stomach is that the number of deaths, which were hovering around a little over 2,000, again, only 1% reported, has now jumped in the VAERS system to over 4,000. Stu, that's more people that died in the 9/11 attacks in the two towers.
Yeah, if just 1% is accurate. But now we're talking about potentially 400,000 people.
Please, everyone, stop.
Or is that 40,000? Yeah, okay.
Wait.
I got my math checked here. Just wait. Exactly. Just wait.
And 45,000 people had anaphylactic shock, which is it's not just an allergy. Anaphylaxis is when your body reacts so severely allergically that your face blows up, your airway blows up, you cannot breathe, you break out into full body hives, your organs start to shut down, and it is a medical emergency that requires epinephrine IV intravenously, very heavy hitting. So these are very dangerous reactions, And again, for a flu with an almost 100% recovery rate, people, please just wait.
Please wait. I'm up against a hard break right here. We got to pay some bills. Dr. Ruby, she's an international health economist. You can find her at drjaneruby.com. Her Proton mail is always open. If you have things that you want to report to her, she wants to take your information. She wants to vet your information. She wants to use it for her research. She has 20 years or more in pharmaceutical research experience. It makes her an expert. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor. Her Proton mail is Dr. Jane Ruby. That's Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Coming up in just a second, we're going to talk more about those VAERS numbers and why they disappeared. That's next on the Stu Peters Show. The plan to depopulate, it's right in front of us. The plan to inject and to poison all of us, including our kids, it's being perpetuated and aggressively sought after by these globalists like Bill Gates, like Anthony Fauci, like Barack Hussein Obama, like the Clinton crime family, okay? Nancy Pelosi, all of their criminal counterpart cohorts are responsible for trying to depopulate us, and now you can step all over them with these beautiful Patriot design socks. Look at these things. They are red, white, and blue, first of all. 100% cotton. You cannot get three pairs of socks for $17.76 anywhere else. This three pack, $17.76, and it lists all the names of your enemies right there on the bottom so you can step on these snakes all day long. Check it out right now. Go to steponsocks.com. Get the Stu Peters sale pricing of $17.76 for a three pack. $17.76. It's got these non-stick rubber type gripping bottoms on them. These are high quality Patriot design socks. You can get them right now going to steponsocks.com. Step on the snakes, step on the people, stomp all over them every day. Wear them inside, wear them outside. Take your shoes off at the office, kick your feet up on the desk, and let the world know that you are not going to be trampled over by these globalists. Step on the snakes. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Make sure that you tell them that Stu sent you. Get your $17.76 sale pricing for a three-pack of these high-quality cotton socks when you go to steponsocks.com right now. Go to steponsocks.com. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is filing a massive lawsuit against the CDC for economic damage to Florida businesses. There's also a recent debate over Mother's Day verbiage, and a Los Angeles school is looking to return to school, but you might want to know what that really looks like. Here to tell us all about all three of these things, Deanna Lorraine. She's a political commentator, former political candidate that opposed Nancy Pelosi, and she's a Stu Peters radio show contributor. She joins us every weekend for Shots Fired. Deanna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stu. Did you enjoy your Mother's Day?
I did. Mothers are heroic. They are heroes to me in every sense of the word. And I appreciate all of the mothers out there. And by the way, the fathers who are pulling double duty as mothers as well, we salute you also to the single fathers. But being a mom, Deanna, is it's really something that us guys, we cannot really encompass that feeling, that emotion.
Mm-hmm. And it's an emotion. It's a duty.
Right.
Right. But leave it to the left to, again, say that they're all pro-woman. They're all for women's rights and women's equality and pro-woman. But then inadvertently send women back centuries. OK, because we can't celebrate Mother's Day anymore, according to the left. We're not allowed to. We have to celebrate Women's Birthing Day or Birthing People's Day. So they want to change Mother's Day into birthing persons. That's going to be the new gender neutral term for it. Birthing persons day, birthing persons. We can't refer to them as women anymore. So basically they've reduced women down to just a machine who gives birth, with two legs, a vagina that gives birth, because they're saying that this would leave
this
out
is not new. This is not new. They mutilate genitalia in Islamic countries because women are not supposed to enjoy sexual intercourse. They are there specifically for birthing only.
Yeah,
so exactly. As Breeders. I have been saying for years and publicly here since last June, Sharia law is what they want to instill here. This is part of the authoritarian takeover, the toppling of our political system. Right. Now you're covering your face with a mask like they do in Muslim countries. And now you are not a mother. You are not a woman. You are a birthing person. That's your job here, woman. So sit down, lay down, spread your legs, deliver that baby, and shut up.
Right, and birth it. Birth it.
Yeah.
Right? So women are reduced to just machines, functional purposes of birthing women, birthing people. Oh, don't even call them a woman. You have to call them a birthing person. Because, of course, the transgender men say, well, I can give birth too, even though I have a penis. I could give birth.
Yeah, I want to see that. I would actually pay dollars to see that. Yes. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I think they only do that in Tijuana or something.
You know? There might be some sort of a safe documentary series I can watch. But I need proof that these transgenders can actually deliver a baby. And if that can happen, hey, wow, we have really done a lot of things scientifically here.
Right. That's the scientific miracle. Forget about going to Mars.
Yeah. That is so yesterday.
Right. So Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush, an African-American pro-abortion, just gave a long sob story the other day about how we need to be calling women birthing persons, and Mother's Day is all about birthing persons. She wants to be inclusive for everybody. Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden applauded it, saying that we need to be inclusive for all. But F you, because women are beautiful. Women are heroic. There's a difference between men and women. And yes, they can give birth, and they need to give credit where credit is due. What about if we just went around championing that we call all men sperm ejecting machines? Okay, hey, you sperm ejecting machine. Hey, you sperm ejecting person. I don't think that's going to work very well. I don't think it's going to work very well when we demonize God and remove him from the equation by calling people birthing persons, because that's not what God intended. God intended for us to be man and woman, and that's it. They didn't intend for us to be these Frankenstein Franken people with bits and parts of each and calling that normal.
But that's inclusive. So, that's what this is. This is the unification, the unity that Biden and all of his globalist puppeteers promised was going to happen when they installed this regime back in November.
Right, exactly. But, you know, it's funny because with all of their women's marches and hats and talk about how great women are and what they're doing for women, they, of course, strip women of the one thing that they can only do, which is giving birth, ovulating, having a period, giving birth. And that is not the one thing that we can just give women glory for. No, they have to strip that away from women, too. Because if it were the feminist wet dream, what they would really want is for men to be able to give birth, too, for men to be able to carry babies, too, for men to be able to get pregnant, and women can say no to that. Or have surrogates get pregnant and create babies in little petri dishes so you can have a man as pregnant, a woman as pregnant. It doesn't matter, because they hate God. They hate the natural order of things, and they hate women. They want it. This is all about the demonizing of God and the destruction of the nuclear family. And of course, it's just a distraction, because what's the real deal? Number one, Cori Bush is Black, and she's going around railing about calling people birthing people. Right. And how this needs to be a Black issue. But where is she when the millions of Black babies are aborted every single year at a rate of 5 to 1? Every 5 Black babies are get aborted for every
at the expense of the taxpayer through intentionally failed liberal policies, specifically in impoverished minority neighborhoods, where these programs that are funded by you and I pay for the murder of these babies.
Right. Yeah, they strategically put Planned Parenthoods, 80% of them are strategically put in areas that are low income and that are around Latino and Black Americans. That's it. It's strategic.
That's racist. How dare you point out those facts on this program? That is racist.
But even in any event, though, imagine being so petty and so consumed with what gender pronoun you should be calling yourself that you are giving birth, and the doctor goes in your room and calls you a her because she sees that you're giving birth. And you say, no, doctor, you misgendered me. You called me a gender woman. You need to call me a birthing person. Imagine that they go up to her and call her and says, no, doctor, I need to be called a zer or a them. Yeah. Forget this abortion. Stop this abortion. I mean, they're so focused on what gender pronoun to use. Imagine being that the focus instead of murdering your own baby in the case of abortion, or actually giving birth to a beautiful life. You're concerned about what their name is calling you.
But reasoning with these people is like trying to reason with a species from outer space that we have, by the way, been threatened is going to invade us soon with all of the UFO the sightings aliens. That have been happening. The aliens are coming. We may have better luck. But anyway, back to a little bit of reality here. Right. Governor DeSantis is filing a massive lawsuit against the CDC. Unprecedented stuff here. He is undoubtedly the nation's top governor. He is an advocate for freedom and liberation. He's an advocate of the Constitution. He's a JAG himself. He's an attorney. He understands what he's doing here. Tell us about this lawsuit.
Yeah, so Ron is the man. Ron is on fire these days. He is firing back left and right and doing things that no other governor is doing. He's really being bold and taking these bold steps to say, I'm not going to take this anywhere. The jig is up, CDC. The jig is up, coronavirus. So just fired a lawsuit with the CDC. It's very, very inflammatory. And he's suing them for all the financial damages and losses to businesses and to people's livelihoods in the state of Florida. He's saying that they're responsible for millions and billions of businesses that are lost, restaurant closures, people that have been unemployed and unable to work, and it's time that they stop.
And I think and that this lawsuit will be successful because all you have to do is be able to prove that information was misleading. And this, right. this misleading information that has been perpetuated by the CDC through the spread of propaganda is what it is. It's, right. it's out and out lies because they continue to flip flop and completely reverse positions on things like masking and whether this thing is airborne and how long it's it remains on a surface and if social distancing is really working and whether the lockdowns are effective or ineffective, and the WHO, yeah. along with the CDC, have completely reversed all of this stuff. And then, of course, the nation's top paid bureaucrat, Anthony Fauci, by the way, not elected by the American people, is able to dictate all these masking requirements as he then goes and sits his troll self in this seat at a baseball field after throwing out the first pitch. By the way, he throws like a bitch. He couldn't even make it all the way to the plate. I think the thing went about 15 feet. But then he takes his mask off. And right on national television in front of the world to see rules for me, rules for thee, but not for me. Here I am without my mask on. But you little taxpayer, don't ask any questions. Just go sit down and shut up.
Right, exactly. And Ron has fired back a lot, too, saying that the very premise of why all these lockdowns began, why COVID was called a pandemic, is faulty because of the way that because of this PCR test, how they're counting too many times so that they're detecting viruses when there's not any virus there. And it's a false positive. There's many, many false positive leads to it.
And that inventor of the PCR test, we have played his testimony here on this show, where he actually, from way back in the day, called Anthony Fauci a liar and said that, you know, this information is not credible. I am the inventor of the PCR test. Its reliability is highly questionable.
It's interesting that he came out with this before COVID happened, and now they're using this test. And he already said, he stated on record that it's not reliable for a situation like this.
That's right.
So Ron's lambasted them about that a lot. And we even know in Florida, there's been hundreds of thousands of tests that have been proved to be faulty. Labs in Florida that came out later where the CDC say, oopsie, whoops, we accidentally counted thousands of these tests at these labs, false positives. So this has happened so many times, and this is the result of the lockdown. So Ron is saying, no more. I'm not taking this BS anymore. The jig is up. And we are opening all businesses, and we're going to also sue you for the damages, for the financial losses of this business.
Good. I hope all of the businesses do reopen. I hope all of the schools do reopen. Surprising to me that we're talking about on the West Coast, the left coast, over there in liberalist, communist, globalist controlled Los Angeles, is now they're talking about a return to school. Well, that's great. But there's a big but here. Right?
Right. Well, here's the thing. I just wanted to finish real quick because California and New York have the highest unemployment rates and some of the highest COVID rates. Florida has one of the lowest COVID rate in the entire country, and they've been open for so long.
Yeah.
But California and New York have had the most serious draconian lockdown measures, and they have some of the highest COVID rates and definitely the highest unemployment rates. So it doesn't make sense. These procedures, these draconian school closures, business closures, mask mandates, do not make sense. And we're definitely seeing this right now when it comes to the schools. This is so embarrassing. It's so pathetic. Schools are finally opening in LA and in San Francisco and certain parts of California. But guess what? Nobody is showing up to these schools. Nobody. Only about 17% of the kids in this LA Unified School District and the San Francisco School District, the two biggest districts in California, only about 17% of kids are actually showing up in person to their classes. Why? Well, take a guess. We're going to throw up this draconian pictures of some of these classrooms in a minute. This Zoom in a room is what they're calling this style of teaching. Zoom in a room. So if you go to school and you take the trouble to go to campus, it's still Zoom. The teacher is on a Zoom. There's only about three or four or five people in the whole class, and everyone's on their individual Zooms. They have to stay in one classroom all day. They can't touch each other. They have to be 6 to 8 feet apart, have to wear masks, and they can't intermingle in the hallways or lunch or anything. Yeah, gee, that sounds like a real treat to go to school. So of course they're going to be staying home. There's no reason to go out to school when it's the exact same thing as staying at home behind a video camera. And what they even said is, in these latest articles, they said that most of the kids have their cameras off and they have their microphones muted. What kind of an engagement is that? Really, can anyone honestly say that they can sincerely learn when their camera is off, their microphone's off, because they're multitasking, probably looking at porn, probably video games, and anything other than actual learning? It's ridiculous. It's draconian. No one's going to want to go to school for that. So they say one out of every five kids are going back to school with this new format. The rest are just like, I'm done, I'm staying home. And what's even more ridiculous and more concerning is that these are very heavily dominated Black and Latino areas, okay? Most of the kids are from Black and Latino families, and most of them, about 90%, come from lower income families. So we're talking about people that, these are the same Democrats that are always crying about empowering lower income families, the Black, the Latino, and minorities, and yet here's what they're doing to them. They're punishing them for trying to go back to school or for getting themselves an education, because they cannot get a good education when they're at home, they're poor, their mother might not be able to get childcare or a tutor to teach them, and they don't maybe have the means. They don't have multiple computers or laptops or smartphones in order to be able to successfully and effectively actually do their school and do it the right way, the way it is designed for them to actually learn. It doesn't make any sense.
Or the case might be that, what was it, in the words of the installed president, Black people are too stupid to access the internet, right? I mean, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, Black people are too stupid to access the internet. I think he said something like that. But what they don't make take into consideration is not everybody has multiple laptops, multiple smartphones. And guess what? A lot of minority families, like Blacks and Latinos, they happen to have a lot of children and siblings. They tend to have more siblings than the average white person right now, because they are breeding and they're smart and white people are not. So they have less resources typically than we do, but they don't say a peep about them and how this distance learning is affecting them. They're going to continue to go out with their bullheaded, strong-headed ways and say, this is the school, join it or not, come to school 8 feet apart, no lunch, no recess, no touching, masks all day. And get this super creepy dystopian sci-fi movie type of school, or stay at home and don't get an education at all. I mean, the fact that this is even a question is disgusting, and I believe it's equivalent to child abuse. But again, Ron DeSantis has been fighting this since day one. He's just put out big legislation last week that says he's banning all of these things. He's opening up schools fully. He's opening up restaurants and businesses to full capacity. None of these measures can be in place. No mask measures, no business closures, and he's trying to open up the cruise line so that they can actually have people employed. Hundreds of thousands of people are employed with the cruise lines that have been stalled for a year. Open everything up. If things are open in Florida and nobody's dying and everything's totally okay, it means you can open it up in freaking California or New York or Washington or anywhere else. And no, you don't have to be paid $100 or get a beer for a jab in the arm. Thank you very much, which is what a lot of governors are starting to do. Shots fired.
There it is. From the, what are you, the right-wing, let me see here, right-wing religious extremist QAnon conspiracy theorist. The stuff that we talked about on today's program is absolutely horrific, completely scary, as we see that these globalists are going to continue to push this agenda as quickly as possible. The ones that we referred to in the Step on Socks commercial, these people like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, these criminals like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the Clinton crime family that we're all too familiar with. Barack Hussein Obama, who by all intents and purposes is now in his third term as the president of the United States. He is part of the globalist roundtable of elitists, part of the faction that is pushing this agenda. This is a select few, very elite, very powerful people who are concerned only with their own self-enrichment. And that's indicated by the lies that they will tell and the hypocrisy that they demonstrate on a daily basis. Look at John Kerry, for example. He tells us that the world is going to end due to global warming. It's going to explode. Al Gore told us the same thing. We only have until 2022 before the whole world explodes. So if that's the case, why vaccinate? If that's the case, why are we running from a virus? We're all going to die anyways, because we know that they are lying. That's why. Go to steponsocks.com right now and order yourself a three pack of those socks, 100% cotton, Patriot designed. Step on the snakes. Also, want to remind you that the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Now, that is the website, and that is the media company that I am affiliated with. That is the media company and the website that you need to go to every single day. Trash all these other reports. Trash all these other quote-unquote news media outlets. And just use redvoicemedia.com because it's the only place that you're going to find exclusive news, breaking news, the stuff the mainstream media will not touch. They don't want to touch this stuff. They don't want to talk to you about this stuff because they're scared, they're spineless, and they lack the testicular fortitude to bring you the real truth. Never that at redvoicemedia.com and never that on the Stu Peters Show. Remember that my Proton Mail is always open to you. I read them all. Stu Peters at ProtonMail.com. It's safe. It's encrypted. I will never divulge a source unless you want me to. Also, you can always leave me a voicemail. I love hearing from every single one of you. Go to dial 877-45-WARRIOR. Again, that's 877-45-WARRIOR. I listen to every single one of them. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!